How many of you desire one moment to stand? Did you hear the song? It didn't say sit in the power of Christ. What did it say? I'm going to stand in what God might do in my life. And if you're just, how many of y'all got a palm branch? I want you to do something. Because it's cool. Go ahead and lift that up. We're going to join with the ancients. A long time ago when Jesus came into the city, they lifted up the palm branches. And they welcomed the King. They welcomed the King. So I want us to pray because guess what? Today we're realizing the King. You ready? We are realizing. How many of y'all want to realize there's a King? He's real. He's going to do some real things with us. Do some real things with us. Let's pray together. You ready? Lord Jesus. Right now, God, you are. You're doing some very real things. And God, I want to pray right now that we listen to you. And we just listen to this week and the rhythm of this week. God, that we would be reminded you have not left us out. So in the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, we know you're going to talk, Jesus. That's not our prayer. We know you will speak. Father, may we listen. That's our prayer. Amen. Amen. Guess what? You can take this branch and take it home and put it somewhere. Put the branch somewhere so people might... Or not just people, but you in the house might realize what? This is a special week to God. All right, you may be sitting with branches, you know, descended under your seats so we can listen. There's three things I want you to know about this week. This is the week that Jesus brings it. He brings it into us. He brings it into us. And you go with me to the 21st chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. I want us to begin to get 3 points today that launch our Holy Week. We will be celebrating all week long at 6:30 every evening this week. Every evening, Monday through Friday, with the grand celebration of the resurrection on Sunday. Now, I want to encourage you to do something. I think that you ought to celebrate the Holy Week. You know, I look at some other religious traditions, and when they celebrate their holiday, they'll take a whole week off to reflect. And I'm like, man, American Christianity, we're so pathetic. We'll be more excited about going playing golf on Good Friday than we are really focusing that this is the day we celebrate salvation being given to us. Church, I want us to wake up, especially here at Hillview. I want to point out some things to you, and I pray that you really get this. I pray that you really get this. Faith in America, a lot of it's been watered down. It's been watered down, man. The gospel's been watered down in America. I'm telling you the truth. We've lied to people. We've told them it's about allowing you to have a positive experience in life or to prosper. I'm telling you, this is the faith. God wants to connect you to the power of heaven. And we got to be saved for that to happen. And I don't know about you, but I came to this realization a long time ago. I'm a mess without Jesus. I'm still a mess with Jesus sometimes, but I'm really a mess without Jesus. How many of y'all were a mess without Jesus? Just a mess. In fact, guess what? I realize the world's a damn mess without Jesus. Amen. What do you think? Some of y'all just think I cussed. I love it. Church people are going, man, the pastor cusses at Hillview. Well, that's no rumor. What about, I mean, it's a damn mess. I mean, I want you to know that's what Jesus came into, a damn mess. Because you see, without Christ, we are damned to hell. There's the reality. I mean, there's the real out. That's where it really hits the road. And I'm just telling you, Mickey Mouse Church isn't going to save anybody anymore. It never saved anybody in the first place. But we've been on a diet of Mickey Mouse gospel for about 50 years, and the world's going to hell in a big way. In fact, we've so diluted Holy Week and the understanding of Christ that Mel Gibson has to come out next year with the G-rated version of the Passion movie so the church can stomach it. No, it was a mess. Mel Gibson was right. It was a mess. And it was bloody and it was torturous because without Jesus Christ, I'm dead. I'm stuck in sin. I am a madman, and you're a mad woman, and we're mad people, and we can do crazy things without Jesus Christ. Amen? And so God comes to us, and there's a great celebration today because guess what? Jesus is willing to come into the city. I love it. You know, Rebecca, Jesus didn't stay on a hill somewhere, you know, going, oh, I'm so scared of the big bad wolf in the city, I'm not going. Jesus came into the city, and it was a mess, and things were crazy, and people were acting up, and they were selling drugs, and they were, I mean, they were doing, you know, they were doing. It was going on in the city. Things were upside down and inside out, and people were cheating people, and people were being racial, and people were setting social classes, and people were taking captivity of other people in Jerusalem. It was the same mess we got today. But I want to tell you, Jesus said, I am coming into that mess. I'm going to come onto those streets, and things are going to be better after I go through here. Wow. I mean, y'all got a couple of messes Jesus needs to take care of. Yeah, starting with my name, Steve Ayers, a mess of God. I used to be just Steve Ayers, mess. And now, because Jesus Christ will come in, I want you to get that, and I want us to look at three things we got to respond to. We got some responses. Okay, we already know Jesus is going to come. Now, what are you going to do when he gets here? When he comes here, what are you going to do with him? Because he's already here. And so I want to examine those today briefly. Are y'all cool with that? Three things I want you to say. The first thing is this. You got to believe what Jesus says. It starts that simple. Do you believe what Jesus says? I mean, here's what Jesus says. Guess what? Jesus says people in the world have sinned. How many of y'all believe that? That sounds real basic, but people don't believe that anymore.
Well, Pastor Ayers, I don't believe they've sinned. It's just dysfunctional psychological recharge inside of their minds that they're getting radioactive readbacks from their inner child.
If you really listen to some of the stuff we believe that makes us the way we are, a dead man coming to life is not that hard. Of all the reasons we do the stuff we do, let me tell you why we do the stuff we do. We're sinners. We just disobedient. How many of y'all are just disobedient sometime? How many of y'all, even when you're doing the wrong thing, you know you're doing the wrong thing and you're doing it just because you know you can? Yeah, that's called rebellion. We all got a touch of that. How many of y'all got a touch? Even good people have a touch of that. Even my wife's got a touch of that. She smiles while she does it, but she still got a touch of it. See what I'm saying? We all got it. We want to rebel. We don't do what God tells us to do. Now guess what? Jesus comes anyway. You got to believe what he said. That's where it starts. I believe that God said, let there be light, and guess what? There was light. Now, some of you all are very scientific. Some of you are really smart. God made you smart. How many of y'all realize God made you smart? I mean, you know, people will argue the validity of Jesus with this. Well, Pastor Ayers, what about evolution? Vance, you and I were talking about it. Well, watch this. God said, let there be light. Bang! There was. The question of the scientist is, how did it come together? The question of the preacher is, God said it would, and it did. Amen. Two different questions. The preacher don't care how it works. The preacher just knows that it does. I don't know how Jesus can forgive a mess like me, but I sure know that he has. Amen? And watch this. After I get forgiven, I really don't want to know the details. I'm just glad it works. Amen? And listen. And don't say that. Hey, don't be bringing on to me. You got to know how everything works. Y'all don't know how spell check works. I don't know how spell check works, but I love spell check. I be hitting spell check. I don't know how it works, but I'm glad it works. Amen? I don't know how they get those fries that taste like they do at McDonald's, but I sure do eat them. And I don't go, man, they make them McDonald's fries taste like this. I will not eat one till I know. I just give me one, you know? I don't know how marriage works. Y'all? I mean, ask me. Here's a mystery question. A woman. Now, there's a mystery question. Come on, Counselor Hardin. I mean, you got a law degree. You are bar certified. You know how a woman works? Have no idea. That's a lawyer. Businessman. Lanny, you a businessman. You know how a woman works? As a businessman, don't know how to work. We got a psychologist here today. Where's our psychologist? No psychologist? Surely we got a psychologist in the crowd. None? But I run them all out of church? They all come back. No, I love psychologists. I'm just kidding. That is a joke. Don't email me. Because I know we got a hidden psychologist in here that's going, I'd do it. Yeah. I have a degree in psychology to help me stand out. You know, I've studied all that. There's some mystery. Here's the first mystery. What Jesus says works. It's wild. God tells us to do stuff that just doesn't make sense to us. Look at Matthew chapter 21. It even happens as God starts the Holy Week. Mystery. Y'all say that with me. Mystery. No, come on, that was cheesy. Mystery. Yes, part of following Christ is entering the grand mystery. And I'm so tired of people in the church. We are so scared of mystery. Engage in this week. It has suspense. But let's look at what happens. Jesus tells his disciples. Now think about this. You a disciple of Jesus. You hanging out with Jesus. You've seen some miracles. You've eaten with Mary and Martha. You've had some good food along the road. You've heard some things. It's coming down to the end. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage, that's not Tennessee, on the Mount of Olives, Jesus, he sent two disciples out, and here's what he said. Here's what he said. He said, now, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, tell them the Lord needs them and they will send them right away. I want to tell you, the first step into Holy Week is believe what Jesus says will happen. Jesus says your sins will be forgiven if you forgive it. If you repent, if you ask him to forgive. What do y'all believe that's true? It's a faith deal. Have I stressed this enough? You will not earn your way into heaven. I have some new folks with us today, and I guarantee you most of them are saying, well, Pastor Steve, I'm trying to do enough good stuff to get into heaven. How many of y'all been on that race? Yeah, that'll wear you out. Huh? Okay, I did real good today. I only smoked 2 cigarettes. So I'll only be in hell for 20 minutes. Thank God. I mean, that's not the way it works. Somebody say, thank God. Amen. It's not the way it works, but it's the way we believe it to work sometimes. You got to believe what Jesus said. He told his disciples, look, here's the way it all starts in coming down. He says, now go, and guess what? They went. Why did Jesus say it? Because he was fulfilling what God had already said. Now, here's what I want you to know. What God says will come through. What man says is always questionable. What do you think, Brother Pastor Ward? Huh? Is that true? I would say that you've lived more than 2 decades. Would you give me that much truth? Huh? Have you noticed that what we say doesn't always hold up? How many of y'all found it to be true? It doesn't always hold up. But what God says always holds up. How many of y'all saw the sun? How many of y'all even saw the sun after the storm? After a bad storm, how many of y'all ever see a rainbow ever once in a while? You know what a rainbow is? That's God reminding you that he never breaks a promise. Huh? When you see the water in the barren river raise up, you say, hey, listen, it's not going to get the whole world, just God's fault. God's holding a promise, amen? And if the dam breaks, Warren County's out of here. But that's not the what? World. God said, I won't destroy the world by water. You know why? Probably our sin will end up destroying it good enough. And God entered in, so do what he says. Look at here. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to the daughter of Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, on the foal of a donkey. Now look what happens in verse 6. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. Point number 2 today, I'm just going to be real clear on this. First of all, you got to decide if you believe what Jesus says. Point number 2, will you do what he says? See, I can know what he says and not do what he says. How many of y'all have had that hang up? You see, that's the difference between having a week and having, Darla, a holy week. Does that make sense? You see, I can have a week on my own understanding. You with me? Knowing what Jesus says, but never practicing what he says. You know why Holy Week started moving? Because the disciples went, and did what Jesus said. What did they find? Look at verse 6. They found what? The disciples went as Jesus told them or instructed them. And guess what? They found exactly what Jesus said would be there. A colt and a donkey. What do you think about that, Jeremy? Jesus said, you go do this, and guess what was there? Well, it's not a hard question, huh? It was there. When Jesus says, Jeremy, you're forgiven, what does that mean? Hello. Dr. Cox, when he says, Dr. Cox is a dentist, even a dentist can be forgiven, and they need forgiveness. Amen? I mean, when somebody opens your mouth up wide open, puts a drill in your back tooth, and hammers down on your last nerve, they need Jesus. Amen? I don't want to go to some unsaved dentist. Do y'all? Dentist being there, and the devil get a hold of him and go, yeah, yeah. Huh? No. We all have this relationship with Jesus in our everyday life. In our everyday life. That's why I talk to y'all when I preach, man. That's why I call you names. This church will never be too large for us to be close. Because Jesus said we're to be close. Jesus never said we were to be large. He said we're to be powerful. He said he never talked about numbers. Only Baptist preachers talk about numbers. You know, how many of y'all have ever heard me quote a number? I know, I don't even know. I don't even know how many people go here. Don't care. You know how many people go here? Not enough. You know how many people got saved? Not everybody. You know when we're done? When everybody's saved. I'll be dead, and I don't think we'll have completed that task. What do you think? So we're going to keep on. We're going to go. Because when we go, watch this, with what Jesus has said, we will find exactly what he said to be true. You know why a lot of people don't believe in the validity of Jesus? They've never done what he said. So there's a big difference in knowing you can be forgiven and feeling his forgiveness. Wow. And Jesus always said, go. He was a go kind of God, still is a go kind of God. How many of y'all remember that woman got caught in adultery in the scripture? She got caught in adultery. What did Jesus say to her? Sit there and go to adultery group. So she went to adultery group and said, hey, I got a problem. I'm having adultery all the time. I want to surrender my adultery up to the God of my choosing. Is that what she did? Or did she say, wait a minute, Jesus has caught me? But Jesus really didn't catch her. It was the Pharisees that caught her. I've always wondered, how do you catch somebody in the act of adultery? In the act. We got a peeping Tom Pharisee somewhere. You know what I'm talking about? See, that's the problem with religious people. They always peeping. And God's people are always proclaiming the power of his purpose. God's people are looking to do what he says. Religious people are looking to catch you. God's looking to redeem you. Know the difference. Come on. Know the difference. The walk into Jerusalem, guys, listen, it wasn't about catching people. It was about converting people. It was about connecting people. It was about freeing people. They found that donkey. Guess what they did? They found him just like Jesus said he'd be. And then guess what they do? They start realizing Jesus is a king. And he's going to be coming with power. And guess what? They take off their cloak. Whew. The coat. Some of y'all that came out of a more Pentecostal background, if y'all have ever seen when the Holy Spirit gets moving in a service, sometimes you'll see the preacher or the visiting pastor, they'll take off their what? Coat, and they'll do what? Oh, and lay it down, usually with a hop. Why? They're welcoming the king, the presence of God. They put their cloaks down. There's a king in the house. We need just a little bit of that at Hillview every once in a while. You know, we need to realize, wait a minute, it's not about me. I'm covered in the blood. I'm covered in Jesus. I'm connected to Christ. So I'm going to lay down what I have to usher in what the king has so somebody else might get blessed. Oh, I think we're going to preach a little today. Huh? Going to preach a little today. God says it. And when man follows it, you ready? Things get stirred. They start singing. Jesus coming into Jerusalem. They all got their little branches. Let me borrow your branch here. And they start doing what? He gets on that donkey. He starts coming in, just like the scripture said he would. He said there was a large crowd. How many of y'all get all impressed when you get in a large crowd? Somebody the other day said, well, Hillview must be successful. There's a lot of people that go there. And I said, well, is Van Halen successful? There's more people that go see him. Led Zeppelin, buying a stairway to heaven, packing the Colosseums. But Led can't save nobody. He's got to sell heaven. And then there's Leonard Skinner. What's her name? Little girl. Little girl. And he's trying to get all free with the free bird. And writes the only song that ever garage band in America plays for 20 minutes. At every party you go to in the 70s. He writes a song eventually that sounded good the first time, and by the 50th time, you want to hurt people that play it. Because what he does won't hold up forever. But what God does, when you lay down your life for a king. So here's the questions. Do you believe what the king said? Second question, are you going to do what the king said do? He said, come follow me. Third thing of Holy Week, you ready? Stay to the end. Stay to the end. Here's what you're going to find about Holy Week. Not too many stay to the end. In fact, only one stays all the way through. Guess what his name is? Jesus. How many of y'all got people to ride the storm when things ain't going right? I got one guy that'll do that with me. Jesus. 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 That's it. My wife, now she stays in the boat pretty long, but she does get out scuba gear. See, Jesus don't get out of scuba gear. This will be getting scuba. She's going to sink a boat, honey. See, I know even if I sink the boat, Jesus is going to go with me. I know even if we hit a rock, Jesus is going to get us through the rock. See, eventually you got to know, do you believe what he says and will you follow what he said do? Because guess what, folks? I got to preach just a moment today. Jesus is the only person because he is the Son of God. He is humanity in godly form. He is the only one that will stay to the end. Amen. He's it. And he goes all the way through. He goes all the way down to hell. See, I believe Jesus took it all on. Jesus walked into hell. I believe he walks into the gates of hell. Said, hey, boys, girls, for those of you in shackles, ask me to forgive you. Lord, will you get us out of here? No problem, forgiven. Come on, we're going the resurrection way. Satan's power laid dead. Just like the chorus we sang before I gave his message. His power rendered useless. Why? Because Jesus went all the way to hell and then came all the way through the grave to bring us eternal life. Jesus stayed to the end. And you better know who he is. Last part of the message today. They loved him coming in. They didn't understand him going out, but that didn't stop him. Don't give up. Remember this year, this fall, football season, some of you all played on that team. Regional championship game. Guess what? I'm glad Billy Lowe's in here because he didn't stay to end. Remember Billy? If Timmy Young was in here, I'd get him too. They came and said, we're coming to the game. Guess what? We're down 21 points in the fourth quarter. 12 minutes left in a football game, regional championship game. Chase Goff, did you believe you were going to win? Be honest, we're in church. No, Jake, did you believe you were going to win? No, thank you for being honest. You see, this is the way it is sometimes in life. Danny, did you believe we're going to win? Josh, you were watching it. Did you believe we were going to win? At least you stayed to the end, unlike Billy Lowe, your mentor over here. Let me tell you what happened to Billy and him. Guess what? I'm bragging on these kids for one reason. Guess what? Coach Harris, do you believe we're going to win? Head's a little slim, folks. I was already preparing my speech. Boy, it's been a good season. Y'all played hard. And guess what? At the fourth quarter, they didn't look and go, you know what?
We're going to quit tackling. We're going to quit blocking. We're just going to quit and let 12 minutes run off the clock because we're beat. They decided to stay in the game and keep playing. And guess what happened? They won by a point. You know how you win in life? By one. You know, brother, that's all. As long as you get it by one, it's a W. Guess what Jesus did? He stayed to the end. He stayed to the end. They put him on the cross. All the religious people said, now we got you. Now we got you. We put you under our law. We've subject you to our power. We've taken away your life. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. Because they don't know what you've said, much less they don't know what could happen if they do what you said. And number three, Lord, they're not going to be here to the end, but I am going to be here to the end because I am the Alpha and the Omega. I'm going to be here to the end. And guess what Jesus did? He died. He said, it's finished. And when he said it's finished, it began for everybody. Welcome to Holy Week. It's full of passion, power, craziness, mystery, excitement. Here's some things that aren't in Holy Week. There's no magic. It's all fact. The dead, they rise. The lifeless get life. The crippled, they walk. The blind, they see. The lame, dance. The silent, shout. And everybody that thought they were at 4th and 21, guess what? Those who say, Lord Jesus, come into my life, say, Lord, I'm at 4th and 21. I've been there more than that. How many of y'all have been in a fourth down? You know, it's fourth quarter, and you're 21 points behind. And everybody in the stands, guess what they're saying? You're going to lose. How many of y'all heard that from your mom and your daddy? You're going to lose. You're no good. You ain't right. They lied. That's what people say. I'll tell you what God said. God said we were a mess, and he loves us. He said we've all sinned, but he loves us. He said, come, come and hear the word of the Lord. Repent of your... Ask me to come into your... Come on, y'all know it. And be set free. And it's got to be real, boys and girls, real. He didn't ask you to admit that he exists. He asked you to believe that he would. And you know what? That changes. 4th down and 21 points behind, James. To the end of the fourth quarter when the trumpet blows, that allows you to hear this. Because I got to ask you one thing before I get to this. You better know who he is. See, they were welcoming a prophet and they had no idea he was a king. You see, here's the question. The Holy Week, verse 10, chapter 21. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred. Man, I'm praying for that. You know what I'm praying this week? Bowling Green gets stirred. Let's give a little to Glasgow. Byron County gets stirred. Emerson County get what? Stirred. Franklin. Stirred. Butler County. Stirred. Plano. Uno. Did y'all know there's an Uno, Kentucky? Let's stir it. It won't take much. Okay, see what I'm saying? Huh? Stirred. No, stirred. The city was stirred. I got all my colleagues for now 25 years of ministry. Guess what they've been telling me? They said, Pastor Ayers, you're going to calm down someday. I said, y'all ought to read the book once before you graduate. There's nothing silent in here. There's nothing quiet in here. There's nothing reverent like the church has made it out in here. Jesus walked into town. There was a happening. They were shouting. They were hosannaing. There was a disturbance. God was up to something great. It wasn't normal. It was super normal. It was God-sized. Grace was being given to a bunch of mess. And God is that real. Guess what? Better know who's coming to town. It's not a prophet. Look what they said. The crowds answered. Young people, I tell you all this every week, but it hits every week in the scripture. The crowd's not always right. Can y'all be cool with that? What do y'all think? Hey, listen, it's tough. And listen, I'm not going to come over here and go, young people, I know that you all are heavily involved in peer pressure, like your parents aren't. Adults guess what they have. Take a guess. Peer pressure.
Yep,
absolutely. Guess what senior adults have? Peer pressure. They all want the same color scooter. You know, it never stops. It never stops. Huh? It just changes, you know, when you're older, women be running around, hey, who did your wrinkles? See what I'm saying? It's just a different deal. Man walking around going, have you been to the gym? What for? It's all fallen and it's not going back. I'm headed toward Jesus. See, that's the problem of life. If you're not headed toward Jesus, everything locks up. If you're headed toward Jesus, everything's still in a flow. Does that make sense? He's not a prophet, he's a king. Not a prophet only. They said, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. You got to answer this question this week, and I'm going to get quiet. Who do you say that he is? This is interesting to me. Every other religion says something about Jesus. The Muslim says that he was a prophet. Those who follow him say he's the king and the savior. The Hindu says he's a pretty good idea of connecting with karma. The Buddhist just kind of, Jesus blends into the ultimate way of concern, of relativism and spirit. And you just kind of, when you're Buddhist, you just kind of flow. That's why Buddhism's real popular in America. You can just be a Buddhist. If you're a Unitarian, it's no problem because you believe everything and everything works out anyway. So whether it's Mickey Mouse being crucified or Jesus Christ being crucified, it's up to you to decide which way you're going. So you end up in your own way. And that's a hell of a mess. No pun intended. Truth exposed. And Jesus says, here I am, the King, and I want to connect to you. So you got to ask the question, do you believe what he said? Will you do what he said do? And will you stay to the end? Because he'll stay to the end with you. Let's stand. Lord Jesus, you have spoken to us this morning in a real way. And now we got to decide if we want to practice this sermon or if we're just going to kind of hang out and say, pretty good idea. Or, Lord, we're going to let you touch us. All right, look at me. How many of y'all know there's people in here that don't know Christ yet? There's people in here that need to be changed by Jesus. There's people in here that need to be baptized. You know what? The Lord's going to do a great work right now. I believe it. How many of y'all believe that? You know what Jesus said? Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you what he said. Let's see. Let's see if we're going to practice the sermon. Y'all don't have to clap. I just want you to listen. First of all, do you believe Jesus can forgive you? Jesus said everybody here is eligible for salvation. How many of y'all have sinned? Okay, you're eligible. For those of you that haven't sinned, you're not eligible. You're Jesus. All of us have sinned. We've all broke the Ten Commandments. He said, well, I've never broken Ten Commandments. There was a preacher on campus this week. He said that he hadn't sinned since he brought Jesus in his life. Let me tell you who's never sinned. Let me tell you who's never sinned. He was born of a virgin in a cave. He ran on the loose when he was 2 years old to Egypt and brought him back to Nazareth in his elementary years. He looked at those that were broken and they knew something could be done. The one who's never sinned is the King of Kings, and he's madly in love with you. I don't care if you're 90 years old. I don't care if you're 9 years old. I care if you got breath in your lungs. I want you to hear. I want you to hear. Listen, I love some of y'all to tell you the truth today, and you may get ticked off and never return to this church. That's your opinion. Don't leave this place without Jesus Christ. He loves you. You say, Pastor, you don't understand. I've had drugs in my body. I've had illicit sexual experiences. I've done everything God told me not to do. Can He forgive me? Let me tell you what He told a woman caught in adultery. He said, go now and sin no more. Let me tell you what He told a religious man that was so angry with religion that he killed people that followed Jesus. His name was Saul. He became the Apostle Paul. He said, now see the light. Let me tell you what He told Moses. He touched Moses. He was a murderer. Today, I want to ask you, are you willing to say, Lord Jesus, I'm a mess. I've sinned. I've not been what You wanted me to be. But today, I'm done. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my what? And then as soon as you say that, you'll feel the power of heaven come inside of you. You're just like a baby. You'll go, oh, huh. And you take a breath and you're like, wait a minute, I'm not done. Because I got a God that's going to stay to the end. And what He says goes, no matter what anybody else says. If you say, Pastor Steve, I can't quit drinking beer. Just come hang out with Jesus. Jesus and you take care of that along the road. I get so tired of hearing that in the South. I got so many of my friends that haven't given their life to Jesus because they still drink a beer. Gosh, how pathetic. How stupid the church was to tell people a lie. You come to Jesus, He'll straighten the rest of that stuff up. Amen? I never found a preacher could preach sin out of anybody. It just made me want to do it more just to show Him I could. You know why? I was a mess. And now guess what I am? I'm a blessed mess. I'm a blessed mess. How many of y'all can say this? Guess what? You say, Pastor, I may never get off drugs. You're right, but Jesus will get you off. Then you got this testimony. I can't quit using, but the Jesus in me stopped me. That Jesus in me stopped me. When I want to go get it, Jesus says, nah, nah, nah. That's dead stuff. I want breathe some life up in those nostrils. Excuse my language. I want to breathe some potential up in my child. Oh, God's good. There are going to be some people get saved today. Come on. Pray with me. Lord, in the balcony, the east of this place, the west of this place, the north of this place, the south of this place. Lord, I believe You've put angels here today. And they got their palm branches up. Lord, for people that are undone today, let them be done in You. Whoever it is right now, if the Holy Spirit's talking to you, that's that little buzz going off inside your gut. That's that thought going through your head right now that says, you know what, I need to connect with Jesus. This is the real deal. Some of you are going to say, this preacher's too hard. I'm going to say, not hard enough. Because here's the deal. You're a mess, and God wants to fix you. Welcome to Palm Sunday. God wants to take what you can't celebrate and make you a celebrative person. Here's the way you let go. You ready? Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. I've done that crap. I've done that stuff, Lord. It's that real. I've sinned. It's nasty. Tell Him. I've drank too much, smoked too much, lied too much, broke Your Ten Commandments. But today, God, I know there's a power of the Holy Spirit in me. I know, God, because I want to tell You right now, forgive me of my sins. Feel that. Say it to Him. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Take away that blocks us, Lord. Forgive me of my sins. Now say this. Lord, come into my life. I believe You've risen from the grave. Oh, that changes everything. I know some people are doing that right now. We want you to come forward and say, you know what? Today I'm a child of God. I've given my life to Jesus. I want some others of you that are following Jesus to wake up. I want to give this altar call today. You ready? It's called wake up. It's just simply wake up. Come on, look at me here a second. How many of y'all need a wake up call in your faith? Come on. You know you've been saved, but you sleepwalking. You sleepwalking. You know what I'm talking about? You just go through life and, yeah, the Lord's pretty good. He's been good to me. We sing a song, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Just kind of scotch, you know, strolling, getting a Bible verse once a month. hitting a little worship on the side, thinking that God's pretty cool every once in a while. And how many of y'all know Jesus wants to breathe life into you so that when you step, I mean, when you walk into the town, when you walk into the city, I mean, when you step into the restaurant, when you live in that marriage, when you raise those children, you'll be so filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. I mean, God will so consume you that your touch will bring forth the power of God. Your words will have power. That's the church. That's the church of Jesus Christ. And I think she's been like Sleeping Beauty. I think the devil handed her some crooked apples. And I think she's waiting for her prince, Jesus, to lean over and to kiss her on her lips and say, "Baby, get up. The world is without your beauty. The world is without your touch. And so go now, church, and show them my power and its love and its grace. And it'll change a hell of a mess to a heaven of a child." Is Jesus. Amen. Let him touch you. Wow. How many of y'all can praise God that he's in this house? How many of you can shout to the Lord that he is real? He is risen. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, right now, hallelujah. We know you're going to save some folk. We know you're going to bind up some nasty stuff. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus to take out every bit of darkness that's in this place, every bit of doubt that's in this house. And Father, I want to pray right now that you would emerge our church. Lord, I see the palm branches from days ago, but Lord, we need some new ones. That we would stand up, men of God, women of God, singing, "Hosanna! Hosanna! Here he comes, King of kings, Lord of lords, my Jesus, your Jesus, the world's Jesus." Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. If you haven't been baptized, I want you to come to this altar in the name of Jesus and say, "You know what? I'm tired of playing games with God. I'm going to be baptized." You got the Holy Spirit in you. If you've never felt the Holy Spirit explode out of your body, I'm going to tell you the truth in the name of Jesus. It's not his fault. It's your fault. Because you know what? You know what? Here's why the Holy Spirit won't come out of you. Here's why. Here's why. It's because you want to keep the cloak on. You want to hold on to it. God, throw it away. Throw it away. Throw it away. You ain't gonna smoke your way to heaven. You ain't gonna think your way to heaven. You ain't gonna sex your way to heaven. Throw all that crap down. It's an old, rugged cross on a hill far away. And that old rugged cross. Oh, children of God, come to this house today. And it's not on a hill far away anymore. It's in us. And it's real. Come. Blessed of the Father to the salvation that has been prepared for you from the beginning of time. A mess that now in Jesus has become a blessing of God. Come, this altar. Is Jesus invited you to his power? There are angels in this house. Learned about them this week. Let them push you, because they'll always bring you to the feet of Jesus. Come, 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 come. Bless his name. Come, come. I'll do what it takes today to see God do something great. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on. Don't stand there today. Don't make it a habit today. Say, God, I'm going to step in and see something great today. Let it happen. Let it happen. Let it happen. Let it happen. All right, talk to me. We got a lot of people receiving Jesus. Listen, come on. Am I talking to you? Am I talking to you? There's a lot of people receiving Jesus. Am I talking to you? Am I talking to you, church? Listen, y'all may think I've gone mad dog crazy. It won't be the first time. Holy Spirit's in here, and I want to recognize Jesus Christ as leading this place here today, okay? And don't let this freak you out. Don't let this freak you out. Amen? You know what? Jesus wanted this church to be wide open for quite some time. We derailed that. Leadership, I confess, we made some bad moves, and God's forgiven us of that, and he's reestablished us in the direction we need to be. But you know what? God wants this place opened up. There's people meeting Jesus. I'm going to pray one more time. Listen, please don't go to hell. I know who I am. I'm an old country boy who believes you need Jesus Christ crucified and resurrected. I'm an old rugged cross guy. I don't have anything fancy for you. I'm not going to tell you how to make a lot of money. I'm not going to pet you on top of the head and cuddle you a whole lot, but I want to tell you, there's an old rugged cross, and don't make it on a hill far away. Make it in a heart right up close. Let's pray one more time. Lord, I pray for a baptism of the Holy Spirit right now to just pour up. Thank you, Lord. You're bringing this sister here. She needs to know the reality of Jesus right now. Folks, I need some of you women. I got a lot of women being saved. I need some of you godly women to come forth right now in the name of Jesus and kneel down by these other women and share how they can get healed right now. I need some women to help me at the altar. Deacons, I need some of you all up here right now. Billy Lowe, Spirit's breaking up here. I need you up here. I need some other guys that God's called. Man, isn't it great I got to call people to the altar, because God's doing too much business. He's doing too much business. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Jane. Jane, pray with this sister right over here. Right over here. Thank you. Wow. I don't know about y'all. This is good news. Look like it's snowing up here. White cards flying everywhere. Give my life to Jesus. I'm going to pray one more time. Lord, I pray once again against the spirit of fear. Lord, we're not going to be scared. Lord, I thank you for these two girls. They just asked Jesus in their life. Hallelujah. What's y'all's names? Katie and Ashley going to heaven. Y'all praise God for that. Katie and Ashley going to heaven. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, right now I pray under this anointing. Whoever else needs Jesus Christ into their lives, let them come. Let them come. That baptistry is going to be full Sunday. You need to be in it. I want you to get baptized too Sunday. I don't want you to think about it for 5 weeks. I want you to get on with what Jesus says get on with. You say, Pastor, what's gotten into you? Let me help you with something, church. There's too many things moving around the chessboard for us to be sitting idle right now in the church thinking that God hadn't caused some powerful things to go on. You know what I mean? We're going to celebrate this altar for a minute, and then we're going to go stir the city with some power of the gospel. Amen? Young people, do me a favor. Y'all come to this altar. I want you to pray for your friends, your schools. You got prom coming up. This will be cool at prom. People get saved instead of get laid. That'd be a good deal, wouldn't it? Huh? Huh? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Let's see it happen for real, all right? In the name of Jesus, come on if you need to come. And in just a minute, we're going to close. Come on. Come on. Come on.